DNC War Room releases ad slamming Trump's coronavirus response, Had Enough? By Hannah Blow on October 8, 2020. The DNC War Room released an ad this week targeting the Trump administration's handling of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic and asking viewers in swing states if they have had enough. The ad, which Axios describes as a six-figure buy, will air in key swing states as well as the nation's capital. "We've done a great job," President Donald Trump says in the ad, followed by a voiceover which asks, "A great job, Mr. President?" "More massive layoffs," the voiceover continues. 400,000 small businesses gone forever. Millions out of work. The ad features Trump again, stating, "I wanted to always play it down." Loved ones forced to say goodbye over a phone. Over 200,000 Americans dead, the voiceover continues. "Great job? It's catastrophic. Had enough?" Across the country, workers are facing layoffs. Millions of families are struggling to make ends meet, said DNC War Room senior spokesperson and advisor Lily Adams said in a statement. "To this day, many family members still can't say goodbye to their loved ones in person. That's not what a great job looks like. That's a catastrophe," she added. Notably, it is Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden, not Trump, who has hinted that he would be willing to shut down the country again, a move that led to mass layoffs and the loss of livelihoods across the nation. "I would shut it down, I would listen to the scientists," Biden told ABC's World News Tonight anchor David Muir in August. "I will be prepared to do whatever it takes to save lives because we cannot get the country moving until we control the virus," he said. That is the fundamental flaw of this administration's thinking to begin with. In order to keep the country running and moving and the economy growing and people employed, you have to fix the virus. You have to deal with the virus, the former vice president continued. Biden has also continued to flip-flop on implementing a nationwide mask mandate, something he has called for while simultaneously admitting that the move is likely unconstitutional. During Wednesday night's vice presidential debate, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, refused to say if a Biden-Harris administration would both shut the country down and implement a nationwide mask mandate to curb the spread of the Wuhan virus.